Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching on the balance of grace and faith is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
If you have entered into His rest, then you have ceased from your own efforts. It's no longer you doing something to make God move. It's you learning how to trust and rely on the fact that God has already done it. And then look at this next verse. In verse 11 it says, Let us labor therefore to enter into that rest, lest any man fall after the same example of unbelief. Now this sounds like a contradiction of terms, an oxymoron. How do you labor to rest? Well, if you see rest as just vegging out and going to sleep and doing nothing, you don't labor to rest. But if you see rest as ceasing from your own works, ceasing from thinking that you have to earn God's favor, you have to do something to motivate God and to get God to love you and to answer your prayers. And God, don't you love this person? I've been praying for them for 20 years. Oh, God, do something. See, that's not resting. You think that you are the one that is motivating God. And if it wasn't for your intercession, God would just let people go to hell because He doesn't care. It's your great intercession that's moving God. That's trusting in your own effort. You aren't resting in God. But if you see rest as just trusting, relying on God, you love this person more than I could ever love this person. You've already provided salvation for them, so I know it's your will. And so, Father, I just thank You that Your will is coming to pass. And here am I. Use me. If You can open up a door for me to share with this person, well, then I'll receive it. That's the way you pray for lost people instead of pleading with God as if it's up to Him whether or not they get saved. God's not the one that determines who gets saved. He's made the provision. He's provided it for everybody, but people have a free choice. And so you have to become a channel for God to flow through. But see, when you understand rest that way, it takes effort. You have to labor to rest. It takes effort for you when the banker is calling you, when your checkbook is in the red, when your husband or wife is saying, you got to do something. It takes labor to sit there and say, you know what? My faith is in God. I'm doing what God has told me to do. I trust God and I am not going to panic. I will not get out of rest. I am not going to get into fear. It takes labor for you when the doctor says you're going to die for you to sit there and say that's not what God's Word says. He says that by His stripes I was healed. I was healed. I'm not going to be healed. I was already healed. He's already supplied it. And I am not going to panic. I will not get into fear. It takes effort for you to rest like that. And see, this is why we study the Word. We don't study the Word to get God to heal us. We study the Word to find out that God has already healed us and to calm our fears and to anchor our faith so that, Father, I'm operating on this knowledge that You've given me and I'm not moving off of it. I tell you what, it takes effort. You know, in the area of finances, I'm still growing and learning, and I haven't got this licked by any means. But I tell you, I'm seeing God's supply in a way that I've never seen in my life. I mean, we have to have over $1.3 million a month just to break even, and we give everything away. You know what, if you were to think about that and take the responsibility on yourself of producing this money, it could affect your sleep. I have to have something like $40,000 every 24-hour period that goes by. That means that since we've been here, that's what? At least $120,000, maybe $150,000 that I've had to have. And you know what, it's just beyond my ability. And I have to labor to rest. I have to keep my attention focused on God, saying, God, this is what You called me to do. You're the one that told me to do this, and You're responsible. If You told me to do it, then it's Your responsibility. It's not mine. Actually, did you know that the bigger the financial needs of the ministry get, the easier it is for me to rest? Now, some of you might think, well, no, it's the opposite. But it's really, it's easier because back when we were small, I remember we went through a really bad financial time, and I had a dream one night. And in this dream, I just quit the ministry and went and joined the Air Force. And I was going to pay off all of my debts that I'd incurred in ministry. And I could pay it off. It might take years, but I'd eventually pay it off. And I'm one of these that they call lucid dreamers. When I dream, it's in color. It's real. It's hard for me to tell whether it's real or a dream. I mean, my dreams are vivid, real to me. And I mean, I woke up. I was laying in bed saying, oh, it was just a dream. Thank you, Jesus, that I didn't join the Air Force. I was thinking these things to myself, and Jamie leans over and she said, it wasn't so bad that you had to go join the Air Force. Man, my heart started pounding. I thought, oh, God, it wasn't a dream. Turned out I was talking in my sleep, and she heard the whole thing. That wasn't nice. But see, back when our ministry was small and we had $20,000 indebtedness, I could pay that off if I have to. But you know what? If I can't pay off millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars indebtedness. And so actually it's easier for me to rest now because you know what? It's just, I'm in way over my head. It's like, God, if you don't come through, I've had it. And so, man, it's been years since I've worried about finances. It's not a big deal because it's just way beyond my ability. I have to depend upon God. But you know, this is an illustration that there is tendencies to sit there and to get into the flow. All right, what do I have to do? God, I'm going to do something. And you start praying or fasting or doing something to make God come through. Every time you do that, you've stepped out of faith in what God has already done. And you've moved into legalism, into works. You're going to do something to make yourself worthy. You're going to do something to where God has to come through. And the moment you've done that, you're out of grace and faith. You're into legalism. And I guarantee you, the only thing that is truly offensive to God is not your sin, but it's your self-righteousness, your self-dependence to where you no longer need a Savior, but you're going to do something and you're going to go through yourself instead of through Jesus. That is the most offensive thing that you could possibly do. Homosexuality is an abomination. I'm not minimizing it at all, but in comparison to self-righteousness, to where you think that God has to do something through you and your effort and not through Jesus, that makes the sin of homosexuality seem like nothing in comparison. Because you are in a sense saying Jesus isn't enough. I've got to do something to motivate God. God's got to move in my life because of what I've done. I tell you, this is a tremendous truth that I've been sharing this week about that God has already provided everything. The Sabbath illustrated it. In the same way He created everything for man and all man had to do was just reach out and receive. Now in the new creation, God has provided everything for you. It's just a matter of reach out and appropriate by faith what God has already provided by grace. And it's going to take some effort. You're going to have to study the Word, not to make God impressed with your Bible study and move because you've been holy and doing this. You need to study the Word to renew your mind. You aren't going to hear very many people say what I'm saying. You aren't going to get this watching As the Stomach Turns on the television. You're going to have to get into the Word of God. You're going to have to come to meetings. You're going to have to turn off the television and start studying the Word. You're going to have to spend time in the presence of God. It's going to take effort. You're going to have to labor to rest. The hardest thing you'll ever do is when the pressure is on and the devil's screaming, do something, trying to get you into self-effort. Hardest thing you'll ever do is stand there and say, my faith is in God, and if God doesn't come through, I'm dead. That's it. It takes effort to rest. It takes a lot of faith to rest. But boy, that is a powerful, powerful truth. And God has already provided everything. You just need to rest in it. And sometimes, you know, there's been times that the way I've rested is I start praising God for what His Word says He's done, not what I see, not what I feel. But I just get into praise. And I mean, when I start in praise, I don't feel like praising God. I feel like crying. I feel like running. I feel like saying, God, it didn't work. But I take a step of faith and I start praising Him. Father, I thank You that I am healed. I thank You that I am blessed. I thank You that I am what You told me to be. And I just start praising Him and resting in Him. And I may start in the flesh. I may not really be feeling it. But I'll do it because I know it's the right thing to do. And if I'll keep doing it, you know, after a while, I get to listening to myself. I get to saying, man, that's pretty good. I do believe that I am healed. I do believe that God has supplied my needs. I do believe that God has already done this. And after a while, true faith begins to rise up in my heart. And now I'm not doing it anymore just out of, because I know it's the right thing to do. I do it because I really believe it. And man, the moment I get over into faith, to where that faith is mixed with God's grace, boom, there's the power of God. And we see the things of God come to pass. It's going to take effort. You can't just float downstream with circumstances, with the crowd. You're going to have to swim against the current. You're going to have to go against your feelings, against what circumstances say. It takes effort. But I tell you, the points that I've been making are all true. God has already anticipated everything. Everything that you need is already done. You don't need to badger God, ask God, plead with God. God has anticipated every need you could ever have. He's already supplied it. It's there. Now you just got to rest. You got to get into a position where you believe. And not just say you believe, but it is an active thing on the inside of you. But boy, it takes effort to reach there. But the first step is you got to know the truth that God's already supplied it. Amen? And that's what I've been sharing with you. I believe this is going to help you. Praise God. You know, if anybody here doesn't know Jesus today, the very first step is...
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on the balance between grace and faith. This live series is available as a CD or DVD album and also as a book. Each is available for a gift of any amount. Ask for Living in the Balance of Grace and Faith when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries, and be sure to specify CD, DVD, or book.
I'd like to remind you that today is the last day that we're going to make this product available to you, and I really believe it's important for you to get this. Now, we are going to continue to offer the whole album and the teaching, but the individual teachings we offer one at a time, and we do this for people who could not or would not send in an offering to get the entire teaching. We offer each individual CD in the set available one at a time. My partners have enabled me to do that, and today will be our last day to offer this individual teaching. So please listen to our announcer as he gives the information about how you can get these materials, and then call or write today.
The fourth CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who were not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request Entering the Rest when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934. Or you can use the speed and convenience of credit card to make a donation by telephone. Call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour. You can use credit card to order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net. Also, be sure to check out the TV broadcast link to find out about the Gospel Truth TV program in your area. We hope to hear from you today.